Be the star this Mother's Day and get the mom in your life a pair of diamond alternative earrings for $120 off the regular price. This offer is only good for this week and while supplies last. Last Mother's Day, they sold out. So go early to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond.
Howie Carr. Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So that Jewish Americans and police officers can be safer?
Congressman, I do.
Thank you, and I yield back.
Now I recognize the gentlelady from Georgia.
That was quite entertaining from someone that had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did, Peter. I just saw it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So Monday, you're going to have lawmakers who peacefully protest after the Nashville Covenant School shooting. Have any of the victims or the victims' families been invited to the White House?
I don't have anything to read out to you about any invite.
Your invitation must have gotten lost in the mail.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I call to this hearing of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee and Food to order. I look forward to hearing from you, your witness on this nustrogen.
What does that mean?
Who knows? I don't speak Yiddish. Strangely enough, neither did he.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We've got some Fetterman cuts for you later today. He's in the majority as a Democrat in the Senate, and he was trying to chair a committee, and yikes. But at least he's there, unlike Feinstein or Blumenthal. I guess McConnell's back, too. 844-500-4242, the violence in the cities, and even not even the biggest cities, is totally out of control. I mean, people are so paranoid that they're just shooting at people right and left. You knock on the wrong door. You pull into a driveway. People open fire. Just over the weekend, just north of Austin, Texas, these are like really good kids that they're into cheerleading. They drive hundreds of miles to go to this cheerleading school. One of them, that was late at night, and one of them opened the wrong door, and the guy opened the door on this wrong car, and the guy opened fire on them. And there's this poor kid. She already only had one lung. Now she's lost her spleen. She's got all kinds. She was just, the guy opened fire on her. I mean, this is crazy what's happening. And again, a lot of it has to do just with paranoia about crime. It's just so endemic and so random. You know, like the people being stomped in Chicago by a mob. And that's not the first time that's happened in Chicago, by the way. This is just the first time that's happened this week. 844-500-4242. Joining us on the line to talk about this right now is Vince Everett Ellison. We've had him on before. He's written some very interesting books. 25 Lies, Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies and How to Refute Them, The Iron Triangle Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Americans, etc. He's got a new documentary out, Will You Go to Hell for Me? We'll talk about that. But Vince, what is going on here? This is, vigilanteism and just random shooting seem, as crime rises, this is what seems to happen. People are just... I don't know if trigger happy is the right word, because they have reason to fear, but innocent people are getting shot, aren't they?
Well, you know, this is a Democrat Party plan. It's to demoralize people, use crime and terror to keep people from trying to do better, keep them in their houses, keep them from trying to achieve. A Democrat Party heaven is an American hell. They're proud of what they're doing. The people there run for re-election. They give more money to a dysfunctional school system. This is what I talk about in my book, Will You Go to Hell for Me? We have many Christians out there, Howie, that are supporting this party. And this party, as you know, that is right now an evil institution. It castrates little boys and calls them little girls. You want to cut off the breasts of little girls and call them little boys. You want to have abortion up to the ninth month. and they voted against a law last month that mandated that doctors assist babies that survive abortions. This party is evil, and my documentary is asking Christians a question. Are you willing to go to hell for the Democrat Party? Because if we continue voting for this party, knowing that it's doing what it is doing, according to our Christian faith, that's exactly where we're going. So the title of the documentary is Will You Go to Hell for Me? And your great listeners can go to willyougotohellforme.com. willyougotohellforme.com and watch this great trailer, and they can order or they can rent this documentary. It'll rock your world.
I'm just looking at it. I mean, I just have a collection of stories every day about this insanity going on. Here's one from the Post-Millennial. Colorado now a trans tourism state for parents seeking sex changes, abortions for children. So you take a vacation to have your child genitally mutilated? Is that what they're saying? It is what they're saying.
Yeah, Howie, in his classic book, 1984, George Orwell talked about that. He said that in the end of the party, will tell people that 2 + 2 = 5. He said, and it will be a necessity that it tell you that, because that's where his logic is going to end up taking you. The Democratic Party is illogical. This transgender thing, they say men can have babies now. They're saying that you can transition and detransition and transition and detransition, and you have people that are actually buying into this foolishness. Look, if the devil walks his earth, he lays his head at the DNC. That's where he has his bed and keeps all his clothes. The Democrat Party is a slaughterhouse, and they are proud of what they're doing in these cities. You had a bunch of them running in Chicago just recently. All of them Democrats. All of them running. Proud. Running for re-election every 2 years with their chest stuck out. You got black preachers, black politicians, all of them running around here proud. And in my documentary, I talk about how this all started, how they commandeered the black church through the civil rights movement. I finally tell the truth about Martin Luther King Jr. because so many people here in America used to protect it. You know, a lot of journalists can't tell the real story about him and how the civil rights movement was taken over by Marxists, and how these Marxists took over the black church, and now this church is basically a tool for Marxism in the black community. And they use the black vote to commandeer the Democrat Party, and this party now controls most of America.
Vince Everett Ellison, you know, it's terrible what's going on in places like Chicago, Los Angeles, yeah. New York, but the voters voted these people in. You know, they voted in a guy like Adams in New York, who wants to now regulate the eating of red meat. I mean, he didn't get elected on the platform of regulating how much meat his constituents get to eat, but that's what he's into. But they voted for him. They should have, at this point, people should have seen it coming. They knew Brandon Johnson in Chicago was a defund the police red because he was very very open about it back in 2020 during the George Floyd riots. This is on the people who voted for these guys, isn't it?
You're exactly right. In my documentary, I talk about the fact that hell is a choice. Talk about the fact that slavery is a choice. How is it a choice? Because people choose to be slaves every day. If you vote for the Democratic Party, you're voting for slavery. In the same way that people have stayed on the plantation during the Civil War and after the Civil War, chose slavery. These people are choosing. And when they say, oh, slavery wasn't a choice, how can you say slavery is not a choice when you're choosing slavery right now? When you're choosing, like you just said, Howie, to elect a mayor that has told you he's going to defund police, and then he's going to take the guns away from you. What does that then mean? That means that you're going to be completely under control of the criminal, the drug dealers, and the cartel. So why don't you just be expeditious and blow your own brains out?
And you know, you're...
defend yourself.
And the Democrats don't care, because look at what happened with this Judiciary Committee hearing in Manhattan a couple of days ago against Alvin Bragg. And you have people like Nadler and Goldman, congressmen from New York. They're there, and they're dissing the crime victims that actually went there. Dan Goldman, he's got more money than God. He's an heir to the Levi Strauss jeans fortune. He said that the day was a waste of time. All these people their beloved relatives were killed, and Alvin Bragg is letting their killers go free. And this guy Goldman stands up there, a Democrat, like you say, and tells him this is a waste of time for us to hear from you. How dare he say something like that?
Howie, this is an old Marxist communist trick. The Chinese do it very well too. Their job is to demoralize their population to a point where they think they don't deserve anything better. That's how you and I are different from the people that vote these people in. We know that we deserve better, and we refuse to be mistreated. These people are suffering from Babbitt's wife syndrome, Babbitt's Faust syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, the cognitive dissonance. They've been beaten down and demoralized to a point by the Democrat Party where they don't think they deserve anything better than what they're getting. See, they've convinced us there's some type of severability between our vote and our actual person. They've convinced Christian people that you can vote to murder children, that you can vote to have children mutilated. Held accountable about it.
Yeah.
Yes, you will be held accountable for it. And this is what my documentary talks about. Please go to willyougotohelpme.com. When I was on Tucker Carlson, he said my trailer was the best trailer he'd ever seen and that my documentary was one of the best documentaries he's ever seen. Read what the people say about it and get this documentary because it will rock your world. It'll tell you how Martin Luther King Jr. was excommunicated from the black church for bringing this Marxism in there. Yes, he had to start his own religion in 1961. How Martin Luther King Jr. was the first recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award. And Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood because he helped her set up abortion clinics in the black community.
Right.
He tells you
eugenics.
The House Clause.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most Democrats can't even define what it is, eugenics. All right, Vince yes. Everett Ellison, I look forward to seeing your trailer and your documentary, and you're a great guest. Will You Go to Hell for Me? Watch the trailer here. It's right. We're showing it right now on our Newsmax streaming. All right, thank you, Vince Everett Ellison. We appreciate you being with us. 844-500-4242. Omaha Steaks is the best. And, you know, Pure Ground Burgers, this is an amazing thing, the Burger Perfection Flight. This is the latest. I've never been dissatisfied with a purchase from Omaha Steaks. And now they are rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their Pure Ground Burgers are made from single cuts of real-aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Order the Burger Perfection Flight today and get free shipping, plus get $20 off orders of $129 or more when you use promo code Howie at checkout. Their brand new burgers are bigger with a mouth-watering handmade texture. And the burgers they've sold up until now are really fantastic. They're the ones that's what I always eat first when the box arrives. Now these are bigger burgers, and they're made from special cuts of meat. Every order is backed by Omaha Steaks' unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout to get an extra $20 off orders of $129 or more, plus free shipping. Order today so you can try each Pure Ground burger and sample all the steak-on-a-bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Howie at checkout to get an extra $20 off of $129 or more and discover your new burger obsession. The first burger I'm going to eat is a brisket burger. Then I'm going to eat a ribeye burger. Then a filet mignon burger. But I'm going to try them all. Minimum order may be required. Check it out today. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. Now we have a whole host of economic problems bearing down on us. The collapse of the commercial real estate market, rising gas prices. You can't even find gas down here in South Florida. It's a disaster. All of these and so many more are all reasons for you to protect your assets right now before it gets even worse. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Donald Trump Jr. is urging GOP voters to go back to drinking Bud Light. Are you willing to forgive and forget? Yes, no, or only if Anheuser-Busch cuts the price to Natty Light, Milwaukee's best levels?
No, N-O.
90% say no, 3% say yes, they'll go back, 7% say only if they slash their prices.
844-500-4242. And it's not just in the red states where Anheuser-Busch has taken a beating. It's everywhere, as far as I can see. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, Howie. I was doing my taxes the other day and get killed as usual with the federal, but I had a little chuckle when I was online doing my mass taxes and came across your favorite box there to check pay the higher rate.
Yeah, well, Massachusetts is full of liberals, so they have an option of checking off at the higher rate if they want to pay at the old income tax rate of, I think, 6.25 or 5.95%. And, you know, despite all the liberals, Charlie, you know, vanishingly small percentage, like 1/10 of 1%. I think maybe 1/100th of 1% of the people actually check the box. Yeah.
And so the liberals will check the box like Liz Warren for being a minority or whatever, but they're not going to check the box to pay the higher tax rate.
Yeah, I asked her when she was first running for the U.S. Senate. I called up and I said, I don't believe Liz Warren checks the box. She wants everybody else to pay higher taxes. Why doesn't she check the box? And by the way, Charlie, she didn't even pay her excise tax in Cambridge on her cars. You know, she was way behind till we made the call, and then she rushed down. I guess she probably does it now. I tell you, Charlie, I got a great column coming on Liz Warren on Friday. You're gonna love this column. You're gonna love who she loves, who she's fighting for 100%. And I've got the mugshot of the guy she's fighting for 100%. You're gonna love it. You like my column today on the speed bump and the Joker Sarnia? This column is going to amuse you even more. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. Just when you thought Lori Lightfoot couldn't be any worse, you got a Brandon Johnson, and now the Democratic Committee is going to be in Chicago. I wonder if the police are going to have a blue flu or a COVID crackdown and have absolutely no police to show for the protection of these guys.
Yeah, I remember when the convention was in Boston in 2004 and the police were threatening to go out on strike. And, in Chicago, I mean, I don't think they'd go out on strike, but I mean, you know, in 1968, they called it a police riot. It won't be, if there's a riot in Chicago in 2024 when the Democratic convention is here, no one will call it a police riot. No one. It's, and you saw what happens. These mobs, they used to call it wilding, just roaming through the streets in the Loop, the downtown shopping areas. It's out of control. Who in their right mind would go to Chicago to shop today? Nobody. Nobody's even going to see the Radio Hall of Fame where they can see the plaque to Howie Carr, member of the Radio Hall of Fame. We'll Zoom it for you sometime. I'm Howie Carr.
Do you know who I am?
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're talking about how few people pay at the voluntary higher income tax. It's a joke. It was passed as a joke, and it continues to be a very amusing joke on the Democrat Party in Massachusetts. And as no one voluntarily checks the box. Elizabeth Warren checked the box to be a fake Indian and get tenured professorships, but she didn't check the box to pay at the higher tax rate. No one does. 617 says, you mean there are more trannies in Massachusetts than those who pay at the higher tax rate voluntarily? Yes. I don't know how many trannies there are, and there probably aren't that many, but there are more trannies than there are people who pay at the higher tax rate. That's a very good way to put it, 617. 844-500-4242. Popular Florida restaurant bans Bud Light, citing biblical faith. Popular Florida restaurant Grill Seafood has locations in Orlando, Melbourne, and Port Canaveral, has severed ties with Bud Light amid the Dylan Mulvaney fallout. But what about with Budweiser itself, the queen of beers, and Michelob Light and Stella Artois and all the rest of the products? You know? 844-500-4242. Okay, so today RFK Jr. announced his candidacy. He went to the Park Plaza Hotel. He had a big turnout for the event. He spoke for 2 hours. And Emma Foley, the newest employee of the Howie Carr Radio Network, was there. And she put together some cuts, interviewed some people, and she's in the studio now. Emma, how was it at the Park Plaza today with RFK Jr.?
It was very crowded. I was not expecting that big of a crowd. It was reminding me of the energy that I saw surrounding Donald Trump in 2015, really getting in touch with the worker, the middle class, blue collar, down to earth. And I honestly think that RFK Jr. has a shot at winning the Democratic primary.
Really? Well, I think he's going to do well in New Hampshire for sure. And that's the first primary, you know. And if he really does well in New Hampshire, like Gene McCarthy did in 1968, running against another terrible, unpopular Democrat incumbent, that could open the way for some candidate with a lot more money than RFK Jr., like, say, a Gavin Newsom, to come into the race. Just like McCarthy's showing opened the way for his father, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., to come into the race.
Right, and I think the age demographic, too, it was a lot of older 60s, 70s people who are reminiscent of the Kennedy era. They want that American spirit back. There were a lot of signs that I am a Kennedy Democrat, which has fallen away from the party nowadays. Nowadays, it's extremely radical left. They want to bring it back to moderate.
Yeah, when they say I'm a Kennedy Democrat, I don't think they're talking about Teddy Kennedy.
Right.
They're talking about his other uncle, JFK, the guy who said that a rising tide lifts all boats, meaning tax cuts. He was for tax cuts. No Democrats for tax cuts. He said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And that's something Democrats run away from. That's like a vampire being confronted with a crucifix or garlic or a silver bullet. Doing something for somebody else, a modern-day Democrat? I don't think so.
Right. And he was also talking about how the Democrats today are bought out. He was saying that he is not. He is for the American person. He's for the worker. And he is for clean air and clean energy. He was using words that you've heard other politicians, Donald Trump, talk about. I think he's really honestly going to go for that contingent as well and try to bring in voters from the MAGA contingent.
Right. And we played some cuts earlier that we pulled off of Twitter before you got back, Emma. And he was saying, you know, Trump knows that he got rolled by the bureaucrats on COVID. But still, you need somebody who's going to stand up to these status, these global elitists. And that's a good argument to make. I mean, even MAGA people understand that he did get rolled by Fauci, Burks, et cetera.
Right. And that is, people are saying that's Ron DeSantis's biggest argument against him. And that could work because Ron DeSantis was anti-lockdown. And RFK Jr. was talking today about how he has been consistently both anti-lockdown, pro-freedom, keep the businesses open, as well as you should be able to make your own decision regarding the vaccine.
Let's play cut 32, and then you can comment on it, Emma. This is about the COVID lockdowns. Cut 32.
Since the early 1980s, there's been a systematic attack on our middle class, and the coup de grace was the lockdown. The lockdown was the biggest shift in wealth in human history.
And followed by cut 33, where he continues. Go ahead.
The very people who were profiting on those lockdowns were the ones who were strip mining the wealth from the middle class in this country. Amazon got to close down all of its competitors. 3.3 million businesses it shut down. And I'm in a lawsuit involving Amazon for censoring one of my books. So they were censoring people who criticized the lockdowns while they were raking in the money from the lockdowns.
Right. Politicians are getting rich off the lockdowns, inflation, and war. He also talked about how they're getting rich off the war.
All small business owners, all the mom and pop stores that were crushed, some of them out of business, some of them barely hanging on even to this day, while he's right, the Targets, the Walmarts, the Kohl's were allowed to open. Same thing with restaurants in Massachusetts. You know, you had the standalone restaurants were shut down, and across the street, the McDonald's were allowed to stay open, and they're taking the lines for the drive-through are longer than they've ever been because all their competition is shut down.
Exactly,
and everybody understands that, and you know the angriest people are the ones who own the restaurants, who own the small businesses, and who worked for them and lost their jobs.
And that's how you get the small business owner hooked on government welfare, that he later talked about how then the government can come in and cut your welfare and make you unhealthy and more reliant on EBT, food stamps, whatever it is.
He said that? A Kennedy said that? I mean, I know a JFK would say that, but... A nephew of Teddy Kennedy said this?
Yes. He had a friend there who had his welfare cut because he's on disability. And he was saying that people are becoming more reliant on the government, and the government is willing to take it away from you just as easily as they gave it out.
Wow. What was the response to that when he said that?
The energy was incredible. It's surprising. I mean, we'll see how it works with the superdelegates later on. I don't think the DNC is going to be particularly fond of him, but people were excited.
Yeah, we'll worry about the superdelegates later. Right now, it's about the New Hampshire primary. I wonder, did he say about, you know, that the deep state would be coming after him? I mean, he does have a lot of skeletons in his closet. He addressed those issues, though, didn't he?
Yes. So he did talk about, he was very open and honest, which you need to be. I think if you're in that position, he does have skeletons in his closet, and the media will come for him like that. Like they came for Trump and like they come for every other politician. So he was very honest about that. He did bring up the CIA. He said, I'm sure there are a lot of nice people in the CIA, but it wouldn't hurt to dismantle it.
How about the FBI? How does he stand on dismantling the FBI?
I don't think that one came up today.
So what? What are some other cuts? Call for some other cuts there, Emma, if you've got them.
Let's play cut 41, talking about clean air, clean water.
Well, I've heard him speak before, and he's done a lot of great work for children to get the poison out of our water, out of our pharmaceutical products, and to get the regulatory agencies to do their jobs in Washington. And I think he's got a really great track record of sticking up for children's rights.
So that's one sounds like she's an anti-vaxxer type, you know, that she was with him probably before COVID.
Right, because he's been talking about this for over a decade now. He also had Dennis Kucinich announce him out, who's from Ohio. And I think that was
that's
kind
a
of
disappointment for me. You know, that guy was a goofball.
It was a nod to the East Palestine Ohioans, saying I'm
he was
with
the
you.
He's the former mayor of the boy wonder mayor of Cleveland. He wasn't so wonderful. And then he later got into Congress, and he was just kind of a goofy guy. And he was a gadfly type guy. He's in his 70s now. But so he introduced but I guess he's trying to reach out to various constituencies, and this is part of it, right?
Right, especially the Midwesterners who the Biden administration is completely ignoring recently.
I saw someone was wearing a red hat, like a MAGA hat, but it said "Make vaccine manufacturers liable again," meaning repeal their indemnification for the vaccines.
That's Mumvla.
But it's pretty good. Did you talk to any MAGA types, Emma?
No, but I did talk to people who don't vote and were just inspired by him. So I wonder if they will end up voting because of him. We can play cut 43.
Do you usually vote Democrat?
I'm not a voter.
Okay.
I'm not a political person.
What made you come out to this?
I think Bobby taught me a really valuable lesson. He taught me that that people who disagree with me shouldn't be laughed at, the people I should listen to. The part I liked the most was when he talked about people in his family who disagreed with him and how he still loves them and how he still cares for them. And I think it says a lot about, even though people may disagree with us, we can still respect them and admire them and admit they may be saying things right and we may be saying things right.
So these people that were there today, Emma, from what I can see and read, they don't seem that they're not the type of people who generally still have the pictures of JFK and RFK on their mantles, you know, in between the picture of the Pope, for instance.
Right.
You know?
I think that the people that were there today are either the members of the Green Party who were anti-vax from the very get-go years ago in 2016, Jill Stein types that are going for RFK Jr. because he falls into that category, or they are the moderates who want to see the Democratic Party go back to the center.
Yeah. And this is a nod to the MAGA types, I think. And this is something you'll never hear another Democrat say. Cut 34.
President Trump said, well, these bureaucrats came at him from every side, and they were all telling him he had to do that. He had the right instincts. He knew that he shouldn't have closed down the country. All I'm saying is you need a president at this time in history who can stand up to his bureaucracy.
I mean, you can hear the cheers. They were ecstatic to be there. But I think
stand
he is
up
going
to
sway.
Bureaucracy.
He will sway Trump voters, I do think.
You know, a Biden type. Biden couldn't respond in any kind of rational way, but a Biden type would say that's insurrectionist talk, standing up to the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy, those are the public servants. Those are the people who really must run the country, because you deplorables just don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Voters
are looking for someone who will stand up for them, who is anti-bureaucracy, who's going to go in and, to use Trumpian language, drain the swamp. And if you're that kind of voter but you refuse to vote Republican, then RFK Jr. is going to be your guy.
God, a Democrat talking about taming the bureaucracy. Let's play one more cut, Emma, before we take a break. Cut 30.
Not only did we start censoring people at the very, very beginning, and, you know, Hamilton Madison Adams said we put freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all the other rights depend on that. If you give a government license to silence its critics, it now has license for any atrocity.
These are things that you're not going to hear this from. I'm not endorsing RFK, and I understand the skeletons in his closet. I've written about him. You can buy Kennedy Babylon Volume 2 and read all about him. But it's great to hear a Democrat saying these things, isn't it?
Yes, Emma? He said he was pro-Constitution. He's running on the Constitution. He brought up the Fifth Amendment and the Seventh Amendment, as well as the First, that were taken away during COVID. He doesn't want to take away the Second Amendment either, and you don't hear that from the radical left Democrats today.
How about the Sixth Amendment, right to confront accusers? How about Fourth Amendment against the unreasonable searches and seizures? He should mention those too. All these Bill of Rights are being being in jeopardized by these the police state, the deep state. All right, Emma, thank you very much for going out there and get a column out on this too.
Thank you. We'll do.
Okay, thank you. That's Emma Foley. You can read her her column today. She wrote about the non-binary Boston Marathon. Jess Machado has a column up about RFK Jr. You can read my column on the Sarnieff brothers today. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and pick up your one-year membership to the Cape Gunworks for half price, less than half price. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many phone calls and visits that you give up before making that first phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise to help and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first. And since our oral health affects our overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can, too. Make your health a priority this summer. Whether you just need a simple checkup or tooth cleaning or something more serious, Perfect Smiles is the best and the only dentist I'll go to. Dr. Houghton is a dental artist, and he has the best dental technicians in the business. Check out Dr. Houghton and his staff at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at perfectsmiles.com. Maybe I'll see you there when I'm there for my dental checkup. That's perfectsmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
You know, if you live in a state where they don't have open primaries, meaning you can take the ballot of either party, and you know, you just happen to have been raised in a Democrat household and you've never gotten around to changing your registration. I mean, how many of those people are as disgusted as we are with Brandon and want to just send them a message? That's what George Wallace used to say in the 60s. Send them a message. And he also used to say there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties. And in this case, there is a dime's worth of difference. But among all the Democrats, there's all the Democrats on Capitol Hill and in Washington, D.C., all the national Democrats, there's not a dime's worth of difference between among any of them. Are there? 844-500-4242. I don't know. I hope. You know, I guess Steve Bannon was one of the people that was pushing him. The guy, he's got his own podcast now, very popular, and he was one of the architects of Trump's victory in 2016. Worked for him briefly, and he was urging him to run. I think there's an opportunity here for to really take a bite out of Brandon. I don't know if you can knock him out of the race, but I mean where do you hear these sound cuts from today? I mean, it's just more of the same. And, you know, at least in Ireland, he had the excuse, the alibi of jet lag, unfamiliar surroundings. He's 80 years old. I mean, he's back on his home turf here. And he's still non compos mentis. 844-500-4242. 617 says, great work, Emma. I felt like I was at the event. Good job, Emma. He's right. I'm Howie Carr.
If you don't know about the recent Supreme Court decisions affecting Second Amendment rights, you should tune into Rapid Fire, our local 2A talk radio show, to learn more about the cases being brought to the Massachusetts court system. Join us every Wednesday at 4 p.m. at rapidfireradio.us or search Rapid Fire on your favorite podcast network. At Cape Gunworks, we are responding to all 2A news. Go to rapidfireradio.us and give us a shot.